For a knight to carry out his role as an armed servant of his lord, he needed a correctly armoured horse. It was the job of the knight squire to fit out the horse, rather than the knight himself. The fittings used depended on whether the horse was being prepared to enter the battlefield or the tilt yard for a joust. Here, the horse is being fitted out for a tournament rather than a battle. The saddle is the first piece to be fitted by the squire. It is typical of medieval and Renaissance saddles in having a high front and back. This is to prevent the knight from becoming unseated. Medieval and Renaissance saddles were padded with wool or horsehair for comfort, support and protection, and covered in leather or textiles. They were made by professional saddle makers for an individual horse and rider to ensure a perfect fit. It was essential that the saddle did not catch the armour at any point and inhibit the rider. The saddle is fastened onto the horse by an adjustable strap, known as the girth, which is tied under the horse's belly. Once the saddle has been fitted, the squire then puts decorative barding onto the horse. He attaches the breastplate, which stops the saddle from slipping back. He then attaches the crupper, which stops the saddle from slipping forwards. Once the saddle has been fitted, the bridle can then be fitted. This is used to direct and control a horse. It consists of a headstall with a bit, which is inserted into the horse's mouth. A bottom set of reins are also attached to the bit. This bottom set of reins allows the knight to manoeuvre the horse with great accuracy. Thank you. Now the decorative barding is in place, the squire can fit the protective metal armour, which is used to protect the horse, but also to display the wealth and status of the knight. It was usually made in steel and was often decorated. The horse's face was protected by the chaffron. Many chaffrons were decorated with a roundel with a small spike, so the horse ended up looking like a unicorn. Full horse armour would also consist of a set of segmented plates called the crinet, which protected the horse's neck, a peitrel, which protected its chest, flanchards, which protected the flanks, and the crupper, to protect the hindquarters. The final element to be fitted is a second upper set of reins. These reins are used to control the horse in normal riding. Like the rest of the decorative barding, they are highly ornate. Leather was very expensive and it's been dyed red, and lavish metal plates have been attached for decorative purposes. With the upper set of reins now firmly attached, the horse is ready to receive his knight.